to send him to Eswatini, one of the few remaining absolute monarchies in the world. From WPFW, I'm Noah Portner.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words, it's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Jogging with the herb at the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenation for all generation. It's there in abundance. Vitamins and minerals and whole heap of nutrients. Anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. Give your temple a chance. Cause health is wealth, ital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Vegan, we're vegan. Plant BS, we say. Long time Rastafari. Say I dare so he dare.
And good afternoon, and health is wealth, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health, To Your Wealth. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to turn your life and health around. And I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here today with my outstanding producer, Frank C. Smith. Health is wealth, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
and this afternoon, we want to look at this thing of health being well. We want to look at what I'm calling self-directed healing. Self-directed healing. Self-directed healing, some also call it self-directed therapy or self-healing. And its approach to well-being, which the individual takes an active and intentional role in their own recovery of their psychological, emotional, and physical distress. You know, and that's so important, Brother Frank, because we find that people just are not, they're not taking responsibility for their own health. And as a result, they're dying. You know, they're dying prematurely. This self-directed healing is about empowering yourself to address your needs and work toward personal growth. You know, we've talked about the fact that 9 out of 10 of the leading causes of death in this country are due to diseases that are preventable and that are, in many cases, reversible. But they're only preventable and reversible if you are willing to do something about it. All right. If you're willing to do something about it. And so we're excited to look at empowering, taking control, you know, of your health. This self-directed healing gives an individual a sense of personal responsibility over their mental, emotional and physical health. You know, you become an expert in your own life experiences. Now, certainly it doesn't mean that you don't have guidance. you need guidance, but you are directing your healing, because unfortunately, Frank, the system is not for us.
Yep.
The system is not for us. The system is not promoting healing. All right. The system is not promoting healing. And we got somebody on the line who's developing self-healing, self-directed healing. And the person of my friend, Dr. Mir Snyder. Dr. Snyder, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I mean, one of the best moments of my day always is to speak with you, Dr. Watkins. I'm always impressed with you and impressed with how you talk about health and life. And it's very important. People really have to know that they have more power than the authorities give them. They have more power than the medical profession think they have. I think this is so important that we will know how powerful we are. And that's why I'm going to teach in New York, in a place called Spring Valley. I'm going to teach natural vision improvement. It happens to be that somebody from the religious Jewish community, Hasidic community, invited me, but everybody's invited. And on Sunday, the 14th, not even a week from today, I'm going to have a whole day workshop just for men, and Monday, a whole day workshop just for women. They divide between women and men, nothing to do with me, but I follow their instruction. And women want to come on Monday the 15th, and men want to come on Monday the 14th. It's not such a long trip from D.C. I can tell you it's much longer from San Francisco. I have full intention to bring a day of knowledge. It's all it is, a day of knowledge.
You're going to teach people some self-healing.
Exactly. Of how to strengthen your vision. Because this is the one thing the doctors always tell you. If you go to the nurse at school and you are 12, and the nurse says, well, you don't see well, the nurse doesn't wait another month or two to see if you see better on your own. Normally, she will send you straight, or we will send you straight to the optometrist, who will then most likely put glasses on you. Just like if you don't walk much, well, often physiotherapists very quickly will give you a cane. I think that before you get a cane, you should exercise in water where it's easier. Mm-hmm. You should exercise in front of bars. And then if all else fail, you can have a cane. But it's being given too quickly. Well, glasses are being given quicker. All you have to have is a 5% deficit, and they won't think about it once and give you glasses. And I can tell you, my partner refused to wear glasses that were prescribed to her at a young age. And consequently, she saw very well and still sees very well many, many dozens of years later. So what I would like to say is that we have to understand that vision is not in the laboratory. Vision was determined by two Austrian scientists in the 1800s. And ever since then, nobody have challenged what they say. And everybody sees that different times of the day, they see differently. And that actually there could be a foggy time in your vision. And if you bypass it, you see well. I know of one lady that when she had a divorce and she didn't like to see a reality, she saw everything through fog. Mm-hmm. And then people told her, go to optometrist. She instinctively didn't. Then she took my class years later. And now in her mid-70s, she reads the menus to all of her girlfriend in their 40s in the restaurant. So, it's just a matter of changing our perception that vision cannot improve.
So changing the idea that you are inevitably going, your vision is inevitably going to get worse.
Exactly. And the point is, you tell people to eat good diet. I tell you, it's so important to eat good diet. Otherwise, the body rebels in many ways. But it's important also to move. It's important to use the world elements like the sun and the air. And so what's more important than deciding to see well now? You see well now with glasses, with contacts, with LASIK. Good success with that. But the problem is you may see well now, but not so well in the future. And you take out of yourself the pleasure of having total vision. What I mean by that, having a sense that the periphery works, having a sense that a lot of light comes to your eyes. So that's such an important thing. And that's why I'm saying empower yourself for better vision. And natural vision improvement workshop can make a very big difference.
So a person who is currently wearing glasses, they can take the workshop and actually perhaps even get off the glasses and not need them.
Absolutely. And if you have kids in school that are starting to wear glasses, try to win them off them. I've had good success with kids. Yesterday I worked on a couple of children with that ability. I want to tell you, I have a case right now of a wonderful girl. I took a break to be on your very, very good show as I worked with her. She came to me for 10 sessions from Germany. Just imagine how much it is to come from Germany. Her mother flies anywhere in the world where I am and works with me. And the girl was born with cataracts. But while my kids had successful surgery, she didn't, because they did the surgery late in the brain development, 11 weeks. You have to do it up to the age of 8 weeks. So if you're born with cataracts, that's a thing to know. But what happened is she wasn't visual at all. She didn't look at things. And we spent a good 6 years and got her to the place where she willingly looks at things. And I talked today to her mother and have shown her that these days she sees without her glasses what she used to see with them, and with her glasses much, much further. And she doesn't have her own lenses, you know, much, much further than she used to look. So just imagine we got somebody who would probably pay attention to a sense of touch and hearing and was very smart. We got somebody like this who didn't at all use her visual sense, and she did right now. I remember she came to me so many times to France and to 5 places in Germany where I was. Then I decided to come to her home, which is 2 hours from Munich, very nice little town. And we were working there, and the first time in her life, that was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, she was able to see the sign of her house. And then she was surprised that neighbors have signs on their houses too. So just imagine a girl at the age of 8 gained vision that the brain would not allow her if she not done those exercises. What happens is we're being installed the idea that we cannot see better. And that idea is prominent, and it affects every part of our visual system. It also affects every part of you, because vision does affect the oxygen intake in the body. That sounds kind of weird, but it does, because so much light falls on the retina every single minute, and you need to breathe for that. And so if you don't use your vision well, your whole body becomes stiff. We don't even know that. So that's why to work on the body, we must work on the senses, and to work on the senses, we must work on the body. She had very good results after some stretches that we had this morning looking at signs of houses, which is fantastic, basically. So I can tell you that empowers your vision is a very a good statement. It's going to be, by the way, in Muncie Palace Halls, 575 Chestnut Ridge Road, Spring Valley, New York. And you can call a friend of mine there who just invited me to help his community. And the number there is 845-584-5507, 845-584-5507. And you can also call our school at 415-665-9574 to register for this. I was on Marsha's show on that one, and I'm so happy to be on your show twice and say it's the first time in 5 years I'm back in the East Coast. Yeah.
All right. So we're excited, always excited to hear about your seminars because they work. All right. I participated in them. They work. And so we want to encourage people who want to take advantage of this to do so.
I really think we need a revolution in people's thought. You know, it used to be that acupuncturists were illegal and set in jail, especially in the state of California. Now they're covered by insurance and they're perfectly legal. And it used to be that when people would exercise and eat properly to prevent heart disease, the doctors laughed at that. Yeah. Now, well, every self-respecting cardiologist tells you, don't rely on drugs, exercise, and have good diet and reduce dependency on me. That's what a good cardiologist will tell you today. So one thing that I want to say to everyone, and that is there is no reason whatsoever for you to believe when you're being told eyes cannot get better. And that's what medicine tells us all the time. So we need a quiet revolution without a flag and nationality worldwide. And, you know, I'm going to go next month to Spain to a conference of natural vision improvement, to two places, to Valencia and then Barcelona. I'm going to go then to Italy. Yeah, and teach it. Normally, when you call me, I'm somewhere. Paris, Tel Aviv, somewhere. I'm not in one place because I teach everywhere I could teach.
All right, all right. Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing with our listeners. We want to encourage people to focus on self-directed healing, and certainly the principles that you are espousing advocate self-directed healing. We don't have to wear glasses. We don't have to be blind. But we have to take responsibility for that.
What I'm seeing that happens in the Hasidic community where I go to is that they're overzealous in terms of reading. And I've met one a man whose father pressured him to read, even though he had a major eye disease, retinitis pigmentosa, and that's how he lost his vision. They read so much in their schools called yeshiva, they read so much there that they really ruin their vision. There's no question about that. And they have huge amount of people who wear glasses. Huge amount of people who wear glasses as a result of the fact that they wear glasses as a result of the fact that they strain so much, and eventually they have a lot of eye problems. But that happened to them already for many years. But what happens to modern people is the computer use. It's just no limit computer use. Look what we're doing right now. We're looking at computer in this session for good recording. And so it's so important for me that our we will understand that what we do can help us or hurt us. And it's so important for us to feel that we can do better than ever before.
Knowledge is power. And we want to people to become empowered to take control of their life and their health. And we want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
Coming on, and you always share with us, and I'm looking forward to a whole bunch of folks saying that they've gotten rid of their glasses.
That would be so nice, dancing. But they also will expand the periphery. They will look at details so they can activate the macula that tends to degenerate. They will look from far so they can reduce their nearsightedness and prevent cataracts from expanding. They will work on balanced use of the eyes. They'll do so many things that they need for the eyes, not to just repair them and make them see better, but work with them in such a way that it will be natural to see better. So thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right, all right. Our pleasure, our pleasure. So we're talking today about self-directed healing. And we said just before Dr. Snyder came on that this type of approach gives you empowerment. It helps you to take control of your life and your health. But it also helps to build self-worth. To build self-worth, we need to know that we are important, that the process of navigating through your own healing can significantly boost your self-confidence. It boosts self-esteem. It gives you a sense of personal power. You know, when you recognize that you don't have to be sick, you don't have to take medication, you don't have to decline. Frank was told that he had at best a 6% chance to live 6 months in 2013. Somebody forgot how to count, Brother Frank.
That's right. And let me mention to the quality of life. I was suffering, Doc. I was suffering. And it was normal, you know, like most sick people and like most blind people or going blind. It's normal. And everybody else around them is suffering or can't see. So it's normal. But my vision has increased. My thought quality has increased. My weight is down to normal. My blood pressure is down to normal. Everything, you know, it's
but
just amazing.
You gotta take all those medicines, man.
Yeah. I'm not taking one medication.
You're not taking any medicine?
77 years old, no medicines.
Man, that's ridiculous, man. There's nothing wrong with you, man.
Yeah, to hear the people say. Thank you, Robbie.
So
no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited. Also, we have some other outstanding folks that are promoting self directed healing, you know, and they're dealing with it from the mental, psychological, emotional perspective. Dr. Porter and Dr. Collins, we're so happy to have you on. Unmute yourselves, please.
Hi, Dr. Watkins. It's Dr. Porter.
And Dr. Gaston.
Dr. Gaston. Oh, Lord have mercy.
not your heart be troubled.
That's all right. You're not going to do that.
so good having you all on. We're talking about self-directed healing today.
Yes.
Taking responsibility, and you all have been teaching that for years.
Yes,
20 years.
20.
mercy. That's amazing. And does it work?
Well, absolutely.
Exactly. We've had 4,000 women to go through our program.
Wow.
We've had in 8 states and D.C., and we have been given every kind of award that you can get, from NIH to a visit with President Obama.
All right, now.
Yeah, we're proud of that.
That's right.
Yes. So, how do you approach this?
We approach it with the big aspect of thinking of prevention. We don't want to get sick and then try to deal with it.
All right.
Most of these illnesses that are killing us are preventable. We don't even need to get
them. Yes, they are.
So
the number one word is cure.
That's right.
Yes. Our number one word is prevention. Prevention.
Mm-hmm. And I think because we have combined as a clinical psychologist, which is what I am, and a physician, which is what I am, Dr. Gaston is, mm-hmm. we present a holistic approach through our primetime sister circles. You know, and we emphasize, we believe that if women are healthy, the community will be healthy. But we first got to make sure that our Black women, especially those from 40 to 75, are healthy and living a life of prevention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then
every day when we wake up, we teach them, when they wake up, the first thing they think about is, what am I going to prevent today?
That's right. Yes, that's right. And the other thing we tell them is, put your mask on first.
Absolutely.
That the only way you can take care of others is if you're first taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people focus on helping others first.
That's right.
And I tell folks, that's not even biblical.
Exactly.
You know, we go into church and we don't even read the Bible. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
As you love yourself.
If you don't love yourself, you can't be loving your neighbor.
That's right. But our program, the Primetime Sister Circles, we not only have a support group to help women to do that, because we know, Dr. Watkins, how hard it is for us as Black women to put others in a second place to ourselves. And yes. we tell them, after you take care of you, you can take care of everyone else.
But go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we received some funding, and we want to thank you and thank Mr. Smith for being on the show. But we received some funding, and we're going to have our Primetime Sister Circle starting again in September.
Uh-oh.
And so we want everybody to know about them. They're free.
You talking about next September?
This coming September.
Yes.
All right.
They're 12-week programs. Mm-hmm. And we're mm-hmm. going to do 3 in from September to December. Then we're going to start doing some more. But they're totally free. The women get $10 a week for attending. It's 12 weeks. They get a free blood pressure cuff and curriculum and book. And our focus is on helping them reduce their blood pressure, their stress and depression, and increase their physical activity and their nutrition.
And I tell them, stop taking care of Lottie Dottie and everybody. And put yourself first, and then you can take care of Lottie Dottie and everybody.
That's right. So we want all of the listeners to know, we're going to have a recruitment this Saturday at Leisure World. But if you can't make it, we want you to call 301-765-1942. Again, that's 301-765-1942. And you can register. You can get help with registration. But we don't want them to miss this chance, Dr. Watkins and Mr. Smith, to be healthy. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous that we're dying at rates greater than any other group of women.
Yeah.
And we all know about the blue spots, the blue states.
Blue zones.
Blue zones. Those are the places where people are living way longer than us. They're not as sick as we are. And we know that that's because they take care of themselves.
That's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's interesting. It's not that they don't take care of other people, too, because, mm-hmm. you know, they believe in community.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
they understand that if I don't take care of myself, I cannot effectively take care of anybody else.
And we're tired of seeing people come in crying, upset because their grandmother at 60 something has had a stroke and died, or their mama at 70 has died from diabetes. So we're going to do everything we can with our prime time sister circles. Again, we want to emphasize they're totally free. You can call 301-765-1942 and get all the information, get registered. And as I said, we're going to give you $10 a week to attend the program.
If it's free plus you're giving away money, the program cannot be any good.
We fought for that. But before we go, we want to end the way we always end, if that's okay, Mr. Smith.
We got some time. Talk a little bit more about Primetime Sister Circles.
Oh, great. Well, you know that, like I said earlier, we've been doing this now for over 20 years. We've had over 8,000 women to go through, 4,000 women to go through it. And we have published numerous articles, but we've published three in the last year and a half, one which documented that if you go through the Primetime Sister Circles, it reduces your systolic blood pressure. The second mm-hmm. one, and it was a randomized study, so we had control women who didn't go through and women mm-hmm. who did. We also published a paper documenting that the Primetime Sister Circle will reduce depression even 15 months out. So we know that it works. And there was an article in JAMA which documented that.
You got a free program that works.
Right. A free money-paying program that works. Right.
Money-paying program that works.
That's exactly right.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Right. Well, we've been blessed. And our program is holistic, is mind, body, and spirit. Because we know they all have to work together if we're going to be healthy people.
Yes.
Well, we're so pleased that you have taken your talents and you've shared it with the community. And more people need to do that kind of thing because, you know, we don't have to be sick.
No.
It's not genetics.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not genetics. No. It's mm-hmm. behavior and it's thinking.
No, that is absolutely, and that's why we so admire what you're doing, Dr. Watkins, that you are on to make it clear we have a choice. We can choose to be healthy. We can choose to live a life that's full of the best of life, or we can choose to die early. And we're hoping that women will go through this and come back. And again, our number is 301-765-1942.
Can we read
our poem now?
So you give some tools, that life-changing tools, and what? Give a sample of those.
Well, one of the things we do is we have experts to come in. So during the 12 weeks, we have experts to come in mental health, in hypertension, in nutrition, mm-hmm. and in physical activity. And what they do is they help each woman. Each circle has no more than 15 women in it, so that 20 at the most, because we want the women to be able to learn from the experts. But mm-hmm. they are able to provide them with tools that are individualized to what they need.
One of the very important ones is that we give them free of charge the mechanism to take their own blood pressure. We teach them how to do that. We teach them how to record it and follow it. And they bring their sheets to the facilitators to make sure we check from time to time if they're still doing it correctly, because that's very important. Mm-hmm. There are no symptoms with high blood pressure, really. When mm-hmm. your pressure shoots up to 200, you might not have any symptom at all. You don't know it is. If you don't take your own blood pressure, you can get very sick with high blood pressure.
I remember the first time I went in Kenworth, Parkside housing project. We were screening people, and this guy came in feeling good, blood pressure 240 over 140.
We see that all the time.
Unfortunately,
all the time.
Dr. Watkins, mm-hmm. we've seen that. But I want to mention another tool that we give. Depression, when I was in school 50 years ago, we were always taught that women, when they got depressed, ate less, became very passive, became reclusive. Well, let me say, as a group, Black women don't eat less when we become depressed. We're looking for an $8 buffet where we can eat $80 worth of food. And so what we do is we teach them that you can't rely necessarily on the symptoms that were given and taught about what something will look like, because it might not be true for us. And right. so we give them more information about, if you are feeling this way, you might be depressed. Mm-hmm. Even though somebody looking at you might say, oh, here comes another angry Black woman. But we know that giving them these tools, like Dr. Gaston said, at both mechanical and verbal, can help them to start to self-identify and help them to feel better about reaching help. We also help them to understand prayer and therapy go hand in hand.
Yes.
All right. So that they don't have to feel embarrassed about reaching out for therapy.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the last time we talked, you talked also about depression, hypertension, and dementia.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And we did a webinar on it, Dr. Watkins, where we documented what the data are now showing is that if you have depression and it's not treated, not only are you more apt to have a fatal heart attack, but your risk of getting dementia increases, and certainly your risk of having hypertension, uncontrolled hypertension increases. Mm-hmm. So it's real important.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Go hand in hand. Strokes and
yeah, and stroke know. And all of that. Absolutely.
Failure, all that stuff. And we see it all the time in our community.
We do.
And the amazing thing is y'all giving this thing away free. I'm telling you.
Well, this is why we want to make sure that we get enough sisters so we can go back to Montgomery County or to Prince George's County or to D.C. and say, if you give us the money, we will get the women and our whole community will look healthier.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're doing is so important, you know, because, you know, one time when I went in Kenilworth, they said, well, you can't be good, because if you were good, you wouldn't be here. Mm. I said, I chose you over 19 and L, Northwest.
That's right.
Because mm-hmm. my friend had an office and he wanted me to come. I said, no, I'm going to the community. And that's what you all are doing. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to 19th and L, I mean, you may go to 19th and L too, but you are in the community making a difference for our people, and we need to make sure that we get this information out so they can take advantage of it. I'm just excited.
Well, let me tell you, Dr. Watkins,
we thank you for helping us do that exactly that. To get it out to them.
We were both born and raised in the community. I was raised in Cabrini Green which is public housing in Chicago. So I was there from the time I was 11 years old until I was 25.
So wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I was born in the project bed. Right. Right there in the bed.
Hey, and we moved up to the project.
That's what we did.
Right there.
It was up with mobility. It was up with mobility.
And we were happy because we were living. My mother was a victim of domestic abuse, but was determined she wasn't going to raise us in that setting. And so we left. But for 6 months, the six of us had to live in a one-bedroom apartment. So when we got the apartment in Cabrini Green that had three bedrooms, we were elated. We said, oh, my goodness.
folks just don't understand.
No.
That, you know, but it's so important, to those lessons that we learn. I was telling someone the other day, I determined when we were on welfare in those projects that I would not loan money, I would give money. And if they gave it back, fine. But people are more important than money. And so what you all are demonstrating, because y'all are some bad sisters. I mean,
I'm telling you.
Well, thank you.
You know, I mean, academically, you could do whatever you wanted to do.
Yep.
But you have chosen to give back to the community. And that's why anytime you want to come on this program,
you know,
we got to change the schedule. We're going to change it for you all because of what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You know, and it's just, I'm just excited. You know, Brother Frank, can they give their poem, man? Or you got some more questions?
I'm excited to hear them always. And I could have taken 15 minutes each to read their bios. You know, these are not slouch women. they are professionals. So, you know, to give back to the community in such a way, I mean, you just got to take advantage of it. And I admire what God has done.
That's right.
Through you
and is doing.
That's right.
We are all blessed.
And we have been given much.
We
could have wound up in a shelter instead of Cabrini Green or the project in Cincinnati. Mm. So we consider ourselves blessed that we had that chance. And we know how hard the struggle is. And the fact that we had parents who really tried to make a difference for us.
Yeah. I learned many of Bible texts walking through the project.
You'll learn many things.
That's right.
A thousand will fall on that side and 10,000 that right hand, but it shall not come at thee. Open the eyes. I'll be quoting them texts, boy. You
know? That's right.
But God is good.
And all the time, he blessed us, and
it's so exciting to me to see such competent Black women giving back. You know, when I first met Dr. Gaskin, she was assistant
Surgeon General
of the United States. All right,
Assistant Surgeon General.
That's right,
Surgeon General of the United States. Bad sister, you know.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're just excited. I guess y'all can say y'all poem.
Okay. Well, remember the number 301-765-1942. The last chapter in our book, we co-authored a book called Prime Time, The African American Woman's Complete Guide to Midlife Health and Wellness. And the last chapter is called Reaching the North Star. And we're going to read a poem by Becky Bertha called Poem for Flight.
There will come a day, it's not far off now, and when you wake in the morning and know that you were meant to be happy and that you wanted more than things or memories, any concrete place called home, all the strings of the past that fasten you. You wanted more than justice or pride or even your old clay image of yourself or the faint chance that all that has gone wrong may still change.
It is you who hold the power to change. And whatever it is that holds you, whatever it is you think you cannot live without, the time has come to open your hands and let it go. Run, flee, disappear, break loose, take wing, fly by night, move like a meteor, be gone. If you fear it will never be possible, think of Harriet Tubman, who traveled alone the first time, who finally freed 300 people, but first had to free herself. There's a Harriet in all of us, and we must take the opportunity to finally free her. Thank you so much. And again, sisters and brothers,
thank you.
Please give us a call at 301-765-1942. And Dr. Watkins and Mr. Smith, may God watch over you and the ancestors keep you. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. No, it's just amazing. As they talked, you know, the next thing I have in my notes is overcoming barriers. All right. And what they're doing is helping people to overcome barriers. You know, the self-directed healing can actually give you valuable options for yourself as you face traditional barriers, whether they're financial, whether there's time, whether it's geographic. You know, we can overcome. You know, it's amazing. I laugh that some people they see me and they say, "You really became a doctor?" Because from age 5, I said I was going to be a doctor, but there were so many barriers that you know. But my crazy mama, she taught me. No, those ain't no barriers. Those are opportunities.
Assets.
You know, because if you are willing to overcome barriers, you know, I remember when I was working at my second year in college. First year I worked in the blood bank at Cleveland Clinic. The second year I worked at research, and my boss had a heart attack, and so I was basically doing self-directed research, and this guy came up to me who worked in maintenance, and said, "You don't have to come in here every day like this. Ain't nobody watching you." Number one, he was watching me, and I said to him, "You know, I'm not doing it because someone is watching me. I'm doing it because this is my job. My mama taught me to be responsible, you know?" Mm-hmm. And that overcoming those barriers, you know, we can do it, and we can do it as individuals. And what these ladies are doing is just so outstanding, because they have overcome, they're helping other people to overcome. And you know, Brother Frank, I'm just excited about that, you know. We don't have to be sick. We choose to be sick. You know, early on, when I would speak at some of the churches, I would have 10 signs. I have 10 young people stand on the stage. One would have heart disease, cancer, diabetes, etc. You know, and I say, choose which one you want to, you know. Because in essence, we choose what disease we're going to die from.
Mm-hmm.
The way we think, by our lifestyle, by the choices we make, you know, we allow other people to get into our heads, you know. When I was in high school, my mama wouldn't let me go to public high school, so I went down to Huntsville, Alabama, to Oakwood Academy. Boarding Academy, and one of the worst things that I did, I listened to a friend of mine and didn't go home for Christmas. So I was in the gym playing the guy who was supposed to be the best basketball player in the academy. But I put the D on him, Frank, and I whipped him. I whipped him because I had two nicknames. Most people called me Weenie Built because I was so skinny. 6 feet, 155 pounds, soaking wet. But he called me Chicken Chest, and I hated it. So I said, look, Hudson, if you don't call me Chicken Chest anymore, I'm going to tell somebody that I whipped your behind. But see, I could do it because I was crazy. Any barrier could be overcome. And that's what we have to believe. We have to believe that we can overcome any barrier, whether it's health, whether it's finance, whether it's social. You know, people are worried about Trump. I ain't worried about Trump. My God is awesome. All right. And you know, there was a sermon I preached actually back home called the Nebuchadnezzar Syndrome. Look at this kingdom that I have built. And shortly after he said that, he was on his fours. You know, people who think that they're so bad, they're coming down. And so we don't have to worry about a thing. We can do anything we want to do. Brother Frank, let me shut my mouth. Any closing remarks?
I can tell you excited. These ladies, these doctors excited you. They excited me too.
Excited, man.
I'm telling you. The project is a training ground if you want it to be. Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins believes and teaches that healthy living can prevent, reverse diseases, as well as extend life and its quality. He advocates holistic medicine. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com. That's www.twiliving.com. We want to thank the doctors Snyder, Gaston, and Porter for being our guests and for presenting their events. We also want to thank Kalia Chapman, our able engineer, Mayuki Williams, acting general manager, Katia Stitt, program director, and all the other WPFW staff, engineers, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you, Joni, for helping to keep DC healthy. Thank you, Oladari and Maccabee, for your music contributions. Stay tuned. Next up on Jazz and Justice Radio, WPFW, is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Stay tuned for another life-changing event, broadcast of To Your Health on Mondays at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Salamata. I tell and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, they look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no toe, nah, no leg.
Are you ready to move, groove, and exercise with the WPFW family? WPFW's annual 5K Run Walk for Total Fitness happens Saturday, September 13th from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. This fundraiser will be held at the Bladensburg Waterfront Park, 4601 Annapolis Road in Bladensburg, Maryland. In addition to a scenic 5K trail, fitness and wellness classes will be offered. Lively music to fuel your participation in the activities, along with water and healthy snacks, will be provided. Details are at WPFWFM.org or call 202-888-5484. There's something for everyone to enjoy. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
For WPFW News in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Sue Goodwin. Today is Monday, September 8th. Here are some headlines. The Trump administration said today it had begun a crackdown on illegal immigration in Chicago. The Department of Homeland Security issued a news release announcing the operation, which it called Operation Midway Blitz, and said it would target undocumented immigrants who had criminal records and because, quote, they knew Governor Pritzker and his sanctuary policies would protect them and allow them to roam free on American streets, close quote. This comes one day after Trump's social media account posted an AI-generated image of Trump as if he were Lieutenant Colonel Bill Kilgore from the 1979 film Apocalypse Now. Trump was seated in front of the Chicago skyline with military helicopters and flames and the caption, Chipocalypse Now. Over the image, the post read, quote, I love the smell of deportations in the morning, close quote, and, quote, Chicago, about to find out why it's called the Department of War, close quote. In related news, the Supreme Court today, in a 6-3 ruling, lifted restrictions that barred the Trump administration from carrying out immigration-related raids in the Los Angeles area based on broad criteria such as speaking Spanish or gathering at locations day laborers often congregate. The justices lifted a Los Angeles judge's order that barred roving patrols from snatching people off Southern California streets based on how they look, what language they speak, what work they do, or where they happen to be. In dissent to today's ruling, Justice Sotomayor called the majority's move, quote, irreconcilable with our nation's constitutional guarantees, close quote. In more Supreme Court news, the Trump administration filed an emergency request today with the court to freeze billions of dollars in foreign aid. This comes after a federal appeals court on Friday refused to block a lower court ruling that said the administration must release the funding authorized by Congress. The emergency request could set up a major test of the president's claim that he has the unilateral authority to block spending budgeted by Congress. It's unclear when the High Court will decide whether to take the foreign aid case or how it might rule. In more news, Israel struck and destroyed another high-rise building in Gaza City today, where dozens of displaced families had been housed. Over the past several days, Israel has destroyed multiple high-rise buildings in Gaza City. Israel claimed one of the towers was being used by Hamas without offering evidence. Israel's aim is to force Palestinians out of the territory's largest city. Palestinians have already been ordered to evacuate some parts of the city ahead of expected heavy fighting. And a massive Russian air attack damaged several key buildings in Kiev. WPFW's Noah Portner has more.
Yesterday, Ukraine's capital was hit by the largest ever barrage of Russian missiles and drones, damaging a major government building. Russia continues to increase the tempo of its air attacks as it shrugs off moves towards peace. Western leaders are once again denouncing Russia, with President Trump suggesting to the press that a second round of anti-Russian tariffs are incoming. It is not confirmed, but it is possible that these tariffs include secondary tariffs on countries which buy Ukrainian oil. President Trump has already done this by targeting India, a major oil purchaser of Russia, with 50% tariffs. China